Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on. So I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. Hello, welcome to Fat Mascara, still a beauty podcast. I'm Jen, and Jess is going to be joining me for the interview, but I wanted to give you a little introduction first. Today's podcast guest is Lauren Everts Bostic, one half of the Skinny Confidential Him and Her podcast. Now, I'm not quite sure how the timing of this is going to work out, but this was actually a pod swap. So if you're not too sick of Jess and I, after you listen to this amazing conversation, you can also hear us on Lauren's podcast, which is the Skinny Confidential Him and Her, and that's going to drop either this week or next. But back to Lauren. The show is all about her. If you know her, it might be from her blog or the podcast she does with her husband, Michael Bostic. It often features beauty and wellness experts, including some of the people we've had on our show here. But we thought the time was right to have Lauren on as a guest because she just launched her Skinny Confidential line of beauty products. Don't be freaked out by the name. As Lauren explains in this interview, it has nothing to do with body weight. It does, however, focus on cold therapy, a beauty treatment we haven't really gotten a chance to discuss on the podcast yet. But Lauren is an expert and she explains the benefits and the tool that she created to help with cold therapy. We also talk about face oils, how she gets the benefits of meditation without meditating, something that I'm already doing myself. And most exciting of all, her upcoming book, Get the F Out of the Sun, which is published by Abrams Image and is going to be coming out June 15th. So we'll put links to that and to all the products we mention on our blog at fatmascara.com/blog. Now let's get into the episode. Thank you for having us on your show. So much fun. On face value, so okay, I'm just gonna be real with you because I feel like we're real now. When I first started following you, I was like, this woman and I have nothing in common. Truly nothing in common. But then weirdly, it turned out we have so much in common. A love of Howard Stern, a jaw that's messed up and pops, a love of asking questions, an interest in Wim Hof that I will get into. We'll get into all of that. But first, I have to ask, just to like put it out there, what is with the pink?
I love pink. I think it's a beautiful color. I've loved it since I was little. I think it speaks to the Skinny Confidential brand. It's cheeky. I love all different shades of it. I don't like it in my home life, and I don't wear it a lot. You'll see me wearing it on Instagram sometimes, but if you meet me in person, I'm probably wearing black.
And do you feel like you're ever going to get... Because I just feel like it's part of your brand. Will you ever get sick of pink? Like, you've grown a lot since you started your blog.
I just have this really soft spot for pink. And it's so funny because I feel like I have masculine energy, but I think so the pink is like almost a different side of me. I just love pink. I don't think with the brand, the Skinny Confidential, if I launched another brand, maybe that would be different. But with the Skinny Confidential, it feels pink to me. I can't imagine changing it to like green. I don't think that would work very well.
No, it's definitely your thing. And just to get this out of the way, does the name of your company and or the podcast with your husband have anything to do with one's weight or being skinny?
It has nothing to do with one's weight. It never had to do with that. It actually came about when I was attending San Diego State University and I was thinking of a name and I wanted a place to get the juice, get the details, get the skinny. And so
the
word confidential was like a secret like place that you could get it. And what it's turned into is a resource. So it's nothing to do with body weight. It's just a cheeky sort of name.
Do people ever ask you that?
All the time. It does come with controversy, you know, but I feel like that kind of fits with my personality. Like I do push boundaries. So nothing to do with weight. It's all about getting the skinny.
Get the skinny.
Now, I know you're famous oversharer. Let's pretend our listeners don't know you yet. How did you get to this place that you host a popular podcast, you know, with your husband and Taylor, who someday I'm going to meet Taylor and be like, what? Like, I just have so many questions about Taylor. Anyway, an author now, your book's coming out soon, founder of a beauty company. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Launched like last month. Did it start with the blog in college?
I started 12 years ago before blogging was a thing. But what I noticed in the industry when I started was that all of the blogs were all about what my nail polish color is, what my dress is, and how my hair is. And I was like, okay, but I want to know what other people are doing. I want to know what the celebrity is doing. I want to know what the podcaster's doing. I want to know what the everyday girl's doing. And I want to also share my tips and tricks, but compile it into one space. And so that's really how it started, was really bringing other people on and asking them their tips, tricks, and secrets. I started with absolutely no money. I was a bartending. I was working until 1 a.m. in the morning. I would wake up, I would teach pure bar, and then I would go to school full time. And I joined a sorority because that's what I was supposed to do. And 2 minutes later, dropped out. I fucking hated it. It was not for me. Because when I got there, they said, it's $800. And I was like, wait, it's $800 to have friends in a community? That was a lot of money. And I still think that's a lot of money for a college student to pay. So
it's a lot of money for like anyone.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. You got to go to all the events. I mean, like, shit, they should be paying us, you know? But I was like, how can I do this online? And how can I do this with women everywhere and make it a community, a resource, a place where everyone can, you know, hang out? And so that's when I really saw the opportunity. And, you know, I remember just going into it, knowing I was building a brand and really having the intention, and you both do this too, to provide value to an audience. And I think nowadays people think it's this, and you both can relate to this too with podcasting, that it's this get rich quick scheme. And
sorry, had to interject.
Get rich quick. Okay.
It's just not. And in, I think maybe some people do come into it and make a lot of money in the beginning, but it's very much astronaut syndrome, right? They fly to the moon, they make all this money, they go viral, and then they come back down to earth, and it's a slap in the face for how it really is. It's discipline, it's consistency, it's rinsing and repeating, doing it all the time. I didn't make $1 for 3 years. And so I think that that's important to note. But the brand started in 2011, I think. And today it's evolved. I still have a lot more work to do. But the podcast has been such a fun outlet, as you guys know, to be able to just overshare all the things.
Yeah. Well, I want to know, when you look back at, you know, the original blog, you know, from back in the day, when you look about some of the advice that you gave, or, you know, your post, is there anything that you look back on and say, like, I wish I hadn't had wrote that? I mean, you've evolved so much.
I don't spend time looking in the rearview mirror at all. I don't feel like it's productive. I feel like it's sort of like an online journal. You're going to get things that I don't agree with from 10 years ago. But for me to waste energy, and I feel like it takes away from what I'm working on now. I really feel like it's also like an evolution of when I started. When I was in 2011, I obviously had a different opinion about a lot of things than I would now. But I don't waste time thinking, oh, I shouldn't have said that. I mean, now you both know too, with a podcast, I mean, I'm sure there's episodes I look back and I'm like, you know, but that's what I think this is all about. It's like showcasing the evolution. And one day I hope my daughter can read it all, like read it all the way through, or listen to it all the way through, and she can see that.
I love that. Oh my God, I didn't even think about, like, I doubt Lake would ever listen to all the episodes.
Yeah, you guys have kids about the same. How old's your daughter?
My daughter's 1.5.
Yeah, she's just a smidge older than my daughter. That's funny.
Is her? Did you say her name's Lake?
Mm-hmm.
That is so cute.
Thank you.
Pretty name.
Thank you.
They have to meet one day. They can talk beauty and listen to our podcast and cringe.
Is your daughter, does she express an interest in like all your little things, your products? And does she seem like she might be a you know, beauty, fashion kind of person? Or... this is crazy. I'm asking this about a 1.5-year-old. This is insane.
They don't like toys. She loves anything that's not a toy. Anything that's not a toy, they have like a toy. They know that it's not a toy. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. That's funny. So you've interviewed so many people. I was looking at like the tremendous list of interviewees. And as a Real Housewives obsessive, I was really excited about some of the women you've interviewed, but we can talk about that offline. If you had to pick one of the interviewees whose advice was the most surprising, who was it?
I'm going to say someone that random, but it's a great episode to start with. And I think it will, it just... not motivate, that's not the right word. It will just set you on the right path. And that's Ed Mylett. He's, you know, just so raw and real.
To describe who he is, because I should have prefaced this by saying you have, I'm focusing on the Housewives.
Oh,
you
we can talk Housewives.
But I've talked about that. I mentioned the Housewives, but you interview people who are like life coaches, like the inspiration for Jerry Maguire, finance people. Like you are not just in the beauty space. You're here, but you interview people from all, like, you know, industries across, you know, the world. But okay, go back. Original question. Tell me about Ed. Who is he?
Ed is someone that came on and he said something that was so crazy. And just to give context of who Ed is, he's not a life coach. I don't like that word. That's not what he is. He's someone who has had a lot of success in all different areas of life, and he doesn't have to be sharing his secrets, but he is. A little Tony Robbins-esque, but not preachy at all. And he came on and he said, confidence starts with the promises that you keep to yourself. And so many times we hear confidence is, you know, how you feel inside, or confidence is, you know, whatever it is. He said, if you tell yourself every day that you're going to write for an hour for a book that you're working on, and you continue to break those promises, that's chipping away at your confidence a little bit. If you tell yourself that you're going to have a date night with your husband on Wednesdays and you cancel, you know, a couple times a month, that's chipping away. When you make a commitment and a promise to yourself, whether it's in business or as a mother or a wife or whatever it is, he said, if you can keep those promises and you can hold yourself accountable, your confidence will grow. And that changed my life.
Can we make fewer promises then?
I make I'll say, okay, I'm going to write for an hour every single day at 11 o'clock. I'm going to put my phone away, like no social media. And I just notice when, or another example is I'm going to try to work out, you know, 5 days a week. I'm going to set the time in my calendar, whatever it is. It could, whatever it means to you, it could mean anything. But I do find that that helps build confidence. And he was great. Real Housewives, little, like if you want, you know, that's a totally different.
I'll allow it. It's fine.
Wait, I want to go back to the confidence thing. I know confidence is important, but like, is the confidence, it's such a big, broad topic, confidence, like that's huge. That's like a value. But what does the confidence like get you? Like, I feel like when I think of life coaches, like, I feel like it's like, because you want to manifest like true love, or you want to manifest like the big job, or, you know, like the 2.5 kids or whatever. Like, what is the confidence setting the stage for? Or is that's just the end goal?
Yeah, I think you have to pick what that means to you. For me, confidence is important in every area of my life. I mean, maybe confidence isn't something that's important to certain people. To me, I think that's really important. I feel good when I'm confident. And I'm not just talking about the way I look at all. I'm talking about just when I feel confident with myself, whether that's me eating healthy or sticking to a workout routine or a writing routine, whatever that is. It makes me feel, I guess the word is happy. And so mm-hmm. I think you have to find what makes you happy. And if confidence is one of those things, I thought that advice was really great, because I do feel like we're constantly trying to seek confidence from outside sources. And what he really helped me realize was it was from within. And he's not, I think another thing to say about him is he's not spammy or scammy. That's why I'm so attracted to him as a podcaster. He also has his own podcast. So that's an episode I would listen to. But Meredith Marks' episode is
Housewife, everyone.
Okay, yeah, she's so classy, and just everything she is on screen, and she's witty. She's a mother, a business owner, and that was a really fun interview to do, because she really told us the backstory of how, like, she told us the pre-Housewives juice. So what she did in Chicago and growing up, and how she met Seth and all these different things. And then she was very open about her marriage, which I really think that she is changing the direction of Housewives. I think that Housewives are going to have to be more open, like she is, about their relationships when they sign up for the show. A lot of them, as we know, like, don't say anything, and then the next second, you know, they're divorced. Meredith and Seth have been so transparent on Housewives about their issues that I think that that's really resonating with viewers. We'll have to see.
Yeah, I like that. Just give Jen the quick one line, what happened with Meredith and Seth.
I don't even know who these people are. I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh, you got to watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake. I'm telling you, it's so good.
Yeah, Jen.
There's a Salt
Jen,
Lake
it's like
version?
All Mormons, I had but no like idea. Meredith was really interesting, because like she was like, she and Seth like were like separated, but then they were like dating. So it was like they were getting to know each other again, and like all the other housewives were like, this is so crazy. Like, they couldn't wrap their minds around like marital problems that like did not, like, you know, that were not like super linear in their eye. It was fascinating. Okay. Let's get back to what's going on with you, Lauren. So let's talk about your book. So your book comes out June 15th, and it's called Get the F Out of the Sun. That title like definitely grabbed me. I was like, what is this book about? Is it about like sun care? Is it about SPF? But it turns out it's about great advice. Let's talk about that. Let's get back to the title for a second. Why the title?
So get the fuck out of the sun, because the whole time I've been blogging, I've talked about I don't go in the sun. And that doesn't mean I don't go outside. I obviously get incidental sun exposure, whether, you know, it's getting out of my car. But I always have a hat on. I have driving gloves. I'm wearing SPF.
You have driving gloves?
100%.
You have 100%. Wait, stop it. What do they look like?
Driving gloves.
She just leveled up big time in my eyes. I gave up on my hands long ago.
It's such an... I do have to say, though, you're in New York. You're not driving, I would think, as much as I'm driving in LA and San Diego and Austin.
But you'll be wearing like a tank top and your sunnies, a hat, and some driving gloves?
Certainly.
Are they leather?
They're not leather. They're UV ray. You can find them on Amazon driving gloves. They just protect your hands from the sun. My train of thought is if I'm going to do something every single day, I better be doing it at the best of my abilities. So like an example is, obviously, we sleep every single day. I really have tried to optimize my sleep. And when it comes to me being in a car, I'm in a car every single day. My hands are in the sun every day. Why not take 5 seconds to put driving gloves on? And I understand this sounds extra and crazy. I'm not saying this is a normal thing. It's just something that I've found that keeps my hands out of the sun. And I think hopefully it'll help keep my hands youthful.
Send us a link. Yeah, we need to make these available to all of our listeners. I mean, not for free, but.
And I'm looking at your hands right now, and you freaking could be a hand model.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I don't know.
No, they're pretty.
They, you know, I did go in the tanning booth with a Playboy bunny on my lower hip when I was 16. So we'll see what happens when I get older.
Do you still have that tattoo?
I don't. That was a sticker that I. It was a big thing.
Right.
In
San
Diego.
Like the reverse tan.
Yes.
I forgot about that trend.
Yeah. So this book is just it's every single skincare tip and trick. And what I've realized is, and not what I've realized, what I know is that I am not an expert. I'm not pretending to be an expert. I am not a scientist. I am not a plastic surgeon. I am not a facialist. What I am, though, I think, is a practitioner. I'm someone that has tried things. I'm someone who has interviewed people. I'm someone who has had access to like doctors interviewing them, whatever it is. And so what I wanted to do was compile all of these secrets that I've learned from all of these incredible people and put them in one book. And the whole time that I'm talking about my book, I'm just so, so pissed off that you guys aren't in it.
I understand.
I'm really mad. When you were telling me about your favorite products on, I'm like, God damn it. But
you'll have to do a
I'm gonna do a follow-up. Yeah, so it's all of their tips and tricks, but it's definitely a lot of my own that I've picked up. So it's kind of like you're having happy hour with me and I'm guiding you through all of these different
people. I love this.
People.
This is a great book.
I hope you guys like it. I do wish you guys were in it, though.
Who was your... Oh, thank you. That's really sweet. So I have a question. Who was like your favorite person to... Like, and you're not going to say that because then you don't want to upset the people.
No,
like,
I will.
Other, you know. Oh, okay. I got my interview. See you later. Who was it?
Okay, the most professional person out of the whole book, and this is it. When you have to get 120 interviews from people, the back and forth, you guys know with scheduling a podcast, imagine
it
now.
It was horrible.
I probably sent 100,000 emails, like, to get everyone organized, because you need pictures. Sometimes they write a sentence. Sometimes they say their skincare tip is they drink water.
Preach it to the choir.
to get the skinny. Like, I need very, very specifics. Kristen Cavallari was by far the most professional. Huge answers, in-depth, detailed, organized, Word doc, professional.
Was it really from her?
Yeah. It was really from her.
Wow.
Very, very, very professional. Very impressed.
Okay.
And I liked
Kristen
her interview.
Cavallari.
She was great. But then you get someone like Dr. Dennis Gross or, Patrick Starr, and they had some great answers too. So it's a medley of different tips and tricks. And what it is it's for you to open up anywhere and kind of take what you like and leave what you don't. You don't have to read it cover to cover.
I love books like that where you just drop in and this is the kind of book where like before, I'm not saying I wouldn't enjoy it now, but before I was in this industry, I would like get at like, you know, Barnes and Noble and like never leave the room. You know, like I would like buy it and like I'd be like finished with it before we even like pulled in the driveway. Like I would just be like so like just like devour the whole thing.
I'm so happy to hear you say that.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove Superpower Shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
We also talk about your one of your other businesses, The Skinny Confidential, the beauty line, because the star product is an ice roller. And I was thinking as I was preparing for this interview, we have not talked about cold therapy on this podcast pretty much at all. I mean, maybe here and there, but I feel like you're an expert on this now that you've developed a product for it. So what convinced you that this type of cold therapy, and can you explain what that is beneficial? Like, why and how does it work?
As you both have, I've tried every single thing that you can possibly try. And I keep reaching back for it. And just to give you context on how I even became obsessed with it, about 4 years into blogging, I got major, major double jaw surgery where they broke my entire face. It was a 16-hour surgery, and I went into it thinking I was going to be swollen for a month, which, you know, that sucks, but it's not so bad. I came out of surgery. I was so fucking swollen. Like, it looked like I was wearing a mask. And the swelling didn't go down for 3 years. Now, it went down a little bit from, obviously, the surgery after, but I was swollen to the point where I would look in the mirror and have this gnarly identity crisis. I kind of think of it like it was a very similar feeling to how I felt postpartum. I had a little bit of postpartum depression, and that it felt the same way. I would look in the mirror, and I didn't even recognize myself.
Like a dysmorphic kind of situation.
Totally. Like picking myself apart. Which ended up actually being an incredible lesson on you know, what's important. But that's a whole different podcast. Anyways, I noticed that the only things that were working were facial manipulation mixed with cold. I jumped on a trampoline. I got facial acupuncture. I used every cream, moisturizer, and nothing was helping with facial bloat. Everything would fix, you know, hyperpigmentation and fine lines, but nothing was fixing the fluid that was in my face. And so facial manipulation mixed with ice was draining my lymphatic system, which would contour and tighten my face. But it was something that you have to be diligent about it. I do it every single morning. I will not put makeup or skincare on my face without facial manipulation and cold. If for me, it's like putting makeup on a pig. Like the skin just doesn't feel the same. I don't get how everyone's spending all this money on all these creams, but no one's fixing the bloat. When I have a glass of wine, my eyes are puffy. When I lay on the wrong side of my face when I'm sleeping, my face is puffy. And I just started to talk to women everywhere, and they were all saying the same thing. They're waking up puffy. Their eyes are puffy. And I just started to see that there was a real need for it. Simultaneously, as I'm going through this, I searched on Amazon jaw ice. Like, I didn't even know. I thought, like, a mask would show up with ice in it. And up pops this ice roller. And this is probably, you know, 8 years ago or something crazy. And I buy the ice roller. I get it. And it was amazing, but it wouldn't hold cold. And that was so frustrating because I needed something that was really going to hold the cold. And so I started developing this, and it was 4 years in the making. I have designed every single detail. I was very hands-on with the audience, very community-driven. And I'm so happy I can put out something that I have been using every single day for the last 8 years that I know is life-changing, that I'm going to send both of you. I'll get your mailing addresses when
I was off. Just about to say, like, I'm like, I want to try this.
Yeah, sounds of course. Really
cool. I have questions, though, because, like, if you have jaw surgery or you're someone who's prone to, like, fluid retention, this works. Have you found that people who didn't think they needed it get benefits from this type of therapy?
100%. So some examples. You go get your brows waxed. What happens? You get red. Guess what's amazing for it? The ice roller. You have dermatitis from your mask. Guess what's great for it? The ice roller. I have psoriasis on my legs. I use the ice roller all the time.
Okay, anywhere there's any sort of inflammatory skin condition.
The thing about ice is it's really the best kept beauty secret. I mean, there's a reason that people have been dunking their face into ice, you know, since the 1920s. Kate Moss talks about it. Sonia Morgan talks about it on Housewives. She dunks her face.
Sonia, she's always dunking her face.
You guys have to have her on. I want to know all her secrets. Please have her on.
I know. You know what? I'm going to fight for another housewife. We had to read, but I'm going to fight
I'll allow it.
Thanks,
Wait,
Jen.
One more question before with the cold thing. Like, okay, you mentioned when you were answering, you said you needed a tool that held the cold. So I'm curious, how long do you have to roll your face for that, like, they weren't holding the cold long enough?
These shitty plastic ones, and they are shitty. It's not a fun experience. We're holding cold for like a minute.
Oh, okay. And how long do you roll for?
So I like to roll for like 5, sometimes 10 if I really can get in there, but usually 5 minutes.
Okay.
And I have to do it before I apply skincare. Here's the cool thing about it. The one that I made will hold cold. It won't be freezing, but it will hold cold for a long time. So I went to Palm Springs for a whole weekend and left one at home, and I came back 4 days later and it's still cold. Like, it's not, and I don't want to confuse this. It's not freezing like it is when you take it out of, but it's cold. And I'm obsessed with cold. I have a cold plunge bath in my house. I do cryotherapy. I'm a big fan of Wim Hof. There's all these things that I think are so anti-aging about the cold. Anything for me that can hold cold is my best kept beauty secret.
Okay. You mentioned Wim. Let's talk about Wim. So I had to do an ice plunge recently for the first time for this article I wrote for Women's Health. And all the shit I was reading about it, I was like, whatever. I'm such a contrarian. Oh my God. I felt like I was on like the best drug ever when I came out of it for hours. This like high. It was this weird, weird experience. So I know you interviewed him on your podcast, and I also read that you do his breathing technique every morning. So can I ask, like, what is that? And like, why does this whole method work for you?
Okay, this changed my life in postpartum because I did have really bad postpartum depression. And anyone who has anxiety and depression should give this a try. I'm not saying it's a cure, just give it a try. Here's the deal. We all take a shower, right? Whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, we're taking a shower. And so I was like, okay, how can, and also a lot of us are meditating. So I was like, how can I optimize this? So Wim Hof, for anyone who's like, I don't have time to do 10 minutes of breath work, you do. And I'll explain why. You do the 10 minutes of breath work. That's my meditation for the day. The breath work, it's like crack.
I haven't tried that. I only did an ice plunge, but maybe we will. Okay,
but the ice plunge with it, like if you can do 10 minutes of breathing, so I do 10 minutes and then afterwards, immediately after, you take a freezing cold 3 minute shower.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, if you do it for a week every day, you will be addicted.
3 minutes in the cold?
But you don't feel it after this special breathing technique, right? Tell us how that
you
works.
You do feel it. Oh, no, it's cold.
Oh, you
it's
feel
cold.
It. Okay.
No, you feel it. It's cold. But the mix, he is this method of the mix of the freezing cold with the breath does something for your adrenals, your lymphatic system. It wakes you up. It calms your nervous system, lowers your cortisol, it gives you clarity. I can't tell you how much that exercise for 15 minutes of my day I get my shower into has changed my life. And I think we all can find a way to find 15 minutes for ourselves. I find it way more effective than meditation because it kind of is like meditation. It's just a different form.
Why does it have to be cold?
I know. But here's the good thing. It's if you do it in the morning, it's the hardest thing you'll do all day. And so that makes me feel good.
I'm not so sure about that. I'll give it a try.
Try it.
Screaming from all the way across the country. Oh my God.
Start with 1 minute for the cold.
I'm cold even just thinking about this. Like literally like my hair, like the goosebumps are like popping right now.
I'm telling you, it's like crack cocaine.
You'll use her hot mess ice roller instead. let's start with like small steps.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about. I'm like, I need to like already like get myself out of that cold state of mind. Let's talk about face oils, okay? Because I know that this is like a passion of yours.
Big fan of oil. I think it's another one of the keys to youth. When I was little, I think like 13, I would use olive oil to take my makeup off from the store. And I always never understood why people use makeup wipes. This is my opinion. I think it pulls the face down. And I've always been about facial manipulation.
Adding nourishment.
Up. Yeah. And I think those wipes, I just feel like you're like wiping down. And so I've used.
You are pulling.
Right.
You are pulling.
I don't know. There's something about pulling on the skin like that that didn't sit right. And so I just have always used oils when I got pregnant. You guys mentioned on our podcast, like, I go to bed like a wet rat. I like oils dripping off me. It's so hydrating. It's moisturizing. I think it almost does the job of so many of these products that we're all buying in one. And people are like, oh, I don't have the money for a nice oil. Go to the grocery store and get non-GMO grapeseed oil. There's so many benefits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So oil's a big passion of mine. And with the Ice Roller, we launched an Ice Queen facial oil. And it's blueberry seed oil, pomegranate, and raspberry oil, which is all filled with tons of vitamins and antioxidants. And then we added a little bit of menthol for cooling because I'm all about the cool.
I know. I see. Okay. Okay. I can handle that. I can handle that.
Okay. No, no freezing cold shower, but we'll get you on the Ice Roller.
What do you wish more people knew about face oils? I feel like I see people make mistakes with them sometimes.
I would say the number one thing for me is I always, and I don't know if this is, I'm not a makeup artist at all. I always mix my CC cream with an oil. I think it gives you a beautiful dewy glow. And I actually won't even apply CC cream if I don't have an oil. I have to mix it with that. I also think that, like I said, the makeup remover, if you're at a hotel room and you don't have makeup remover, the amount of times I've called down for olive oil for room service, I can't even tell you. Like, that's just such a quick hack to take makeup off. And also just using it for stretch marks, for nourishing on, like I said, I have psoriasis, things like that. It's just so multifaceted.
Okay. I noticed that a ton of people in your, like, skinny confidential community are into the Elemis Cleansing Balm. It, like, came up a bunch on, like, Instagram stories when you ask about products. Do you use that product?
Yes, I'm a big fan of their cleansing balm. That's another great way to remove makeup. And it, theirs smells like a spa. It's a very nice smell. But it's not overly powering. I love the rose one. I use that all the time. Elemis, I think, makes a really nice product. I think the founder has really done her research when it comes to skincare. And it doesn't smell too overpowering. That's a big one for me. I don't want to put something on my face that smells super floral. I noticed during quarantine, and maybe you guys have experienced this too, that a lot of the heavily fragranced products gave me periola, and I'm saying that wrong.
Perioral dermatitis.
Yes. Periorbital.
Yes,
because orbital, thank you.
It grew bacteria underneath the mask.
Ugh.
So I noticed that I had to really cut back on anything that was super synthetic.
Okay.
And if you do have that, if you do have dermatitis, what got rid of it for me in 2 days was, this is so random, Keflex toner with witch hazel.
Interesting.
It was so weird.
I don't know that brand.
Keflex. It's not a brand. Oh. I got it from Christy Kidd. She crushed up Keflex and puts it in a witch hazel. And you just apply that to the dermatitis, and I have to tell you, it was gone in 2 days. And it was bad.
Wait, you're saying, idiot? What is Keflex?
I'm probably saying it wrong. I tend to pronounce things wrong, so call me out if I do. It's
no, I just don't know what...
K-L-E-F-L-E-X is how you spell it.
It sounds like a house cleaner. What is it?
Yeah, I think it's actually an antibiotic, and she crushed it up.
Oh.
But it works for dermatitis better than anything I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, I'm just going to add a caveat. Talk to your doctor. I will look this up.
Yeah,
talk to your
doctor.
New...
Oh, anything I say, talk to your doctor.
No, I think you do say that a lot, actually. So
always.
It's like, yeah. Okay, if you were going on a trip to Cabo San Lucas, let's just imagine this world tomorrow, what skincare would be in your bag?
100% an oil. Like, have to have an oil. Obviously, sunscreen. I mean, you know I was going to say that. That's too obvious. And
which ones do you like?
I love the one that you mentioned on our podcast, Elta. But I like the tinted one, but I need to try the clear. I also like Super Goop. I think it's a nice consistency. Mm-hmm. And then this is so random, but I love it's caffeinated sunscreen. And why I like it is because the caffeine tightens the
same
skin.
As the brand?
The brand is, honestly, it's like Replenix. It's a random brand, but there's this ground caffeine in it that makes the most beautiful primer before you apply makeup, and it also tightens, and it does, you know, how
like
when you
that.
Put on makeup on top of sunscreen and it balls up?
Yeah,
it
pills,
doesn't do
yeah.
that. I like it a lot. So that's what I'm bringing, sunscreen
and
oil.
That's an endorsement. That if it doesn't peel, you've got me. Okay, awesome.
You also gave this tip once I saw, which I loved. People are like, I don't like the dewy look. And, you know, you make a face oil. You're like, then just top it with Color Science sunscreen powder. I was like, oh, yeah.
Like, Color Science.
There you go.
Is
then
great.
You like mattify the dewiness and you got sunscreen.
Totally. You can always mattify the dewiness. For me, I think dewiness and I'm talking about on my own face, looks more youthful. I think when I have a matte powder, it intensifies my fine lines. It feels heavy. You know, I'm in Austin, which is right in between LA and New York. So I try to kind of take the best of both worlds. And I like to be fresh face as much as I like to be made up. It's either 0 to 6. It's like I'm either like, you know, glam, glam, glam or totally relaxed. I like to give my skin a break too. But yeah, I think you have to find what works for you. Some people like to be matte. Some people like to be dewy. There's no right answer to the quiz. It's just whatever you think looks good.
I think that's a good answer. Okay, now we need you to give a few more answers right now because we are doing our Fat Mascara 5. It is a very quick, very painless lightning round of just like fun, quick, like word association kind of things. Okay?
Love it.
Ready?
Ready.
All right. What beauty product do you first remember falling in love with?
Oh my God, you are better at this. You had this whole beautiful answer. Probably.
It could just be quick, you know, just
Tinkerbell.
Like first thing that comes
to mind. Tinkerbell makeup. Do you guys remember that? If you remember what I'm talking about, nostalgia. Tinkerbell makeup. Go Google it if you're too young.
It was so good.
It was so good.
Okay. Now, what is... We're switching it up, listeners. So if you're like, wait a second. This is a new one. We're bringing back an old one. What is your favorite, most indulgent snack?
I will be so happy sitting at a Mexican restaurant bar by myself with my laptop with a huge bowl of chips, salsa, guacamole, fucking sour cream, and a skinny margarita. Mm. Like, to me, like...
This is a recipe for face puff, by the way.
This is a recipe for face puff. I love salt. And I also love a margarita. And let me tell you, when you're someone who runs puffy, it is a recipe. So thank God for the ice roller.
I run puffy. I love that.
I run puffy. That's really funny. That actually sounds so, like, just that whole scene you just painted is really nice.
I'm going to have to tell my husband I'm not coming home tonight and just go do that. Sometimes, you know.
I was going to say, where's your daughter in that situation? Like, I want to know, like, how you managed to get to a bar by yourself with your laptop, with the drinking.
For this dream scenario.
The quiet.
I probably Uber and I leave her with my husband for the night. You know, mom needs a break sometimes. You got to do self-care. That's self-care.
Yeah, that is. That's a real, like, and the funny thing is it wasn't like you were like out with your girls, like girls night out. It was like, no, I'm grabbing my laptop and I'm going to go drink by myself at the bar with like nachos or whatever, like chips.
Another great hack is sometimes I tell my husband, I'm like, I need a break. I need to go get a workout in and I'll go to a hole in the wall foot spa and sit there for 2 hours and get every single email and text message answered. And I get the best foot rub ever. And then I'll come back and I was like, such a hard workout.
I know when you said like that you were going to go get a workout, I was like, oh God, like that's really what she's going to go do?
No. But he understood, he supported her for that part of it, not the foot rub part maybe.
Yeah, I just feel like it's easier to just say workout instead of I'm going to some random foot spa.
It's hard to get back to these people when you're, yeah, you can't. All right, I'm just moaning. Okay. All right. If there is one rule you wish everyone would follow, what would it be? All I want is nachos right now. Thanks a lot. The guac.
Doesn't that sound good? It
sounds so good with the margarita too. Okay. If there was one rule you wish everyone would follow, what would it be?
To be more open-minded. I think we're living in a world that people need to approach with more empathy And that's why the podcast, when you'll notice if we have someone on our podcast that maybe we don't agree with, we don't come at it like that. I want to hear the person's point of view. I want to hear their story. I don't want to prejudge the guest. And I think that that's why we've had everyone from a felon on our podcast who went to jail for second degree murder to someone who was sex trafficked by her mother, to, you know, an influencer that was really in the wrong with some of her tweets that came up. we like to show all sides, and people say, well, why would you have that person on? I feel like we're a media outlet. I'm not, I would go to jail and interview someone who's in jail just to bring the story mm-hmm. to the audience. And I think that we're in this day and age that it's like you have to pick a side with everything.
Sure.
And I think sometimes, like, it's important to hear other perspectives, even if you don't agree with it. And the way I choose the people I surround myself with is I don't want to agree with everyone at the table. That's fucking boring to me. I want to meet different people and hear different experiences. And whether it's politics or religion or anything, like, I'm very okay with people not agreeing with what I agree with. It's a very boring existence to be surrounded by people that you only agree with, in my opinion. So I would say everyone, if they could be more open-minded, I feel like it would be a more peaceful world.
Excellent advice.
I understand that. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. What is the most played song on your favorites playlist right now?
Bossa Nova. Every second. All day. Everyone
Just
should
download. Just Bossa Nova?
Yeah, I think
in general,
I think it's kind of like elevator music.
I don't know. That's the only bossa nova that I know.
Google "The Girl from Ipanema." Start there.
Oh, okay.
Very
okay.
like it's oh, like yeah, swanky, that's too, like what like Stan G. Look up Stan G. He's great. It's just very peaceful, vibey, south of France, swanky but not chaotic music.
This is like I'm seeing you with your margarita and your food and.
My hoodie.
and your hoodie.
Well, there's exactly nothing worse than when, like, you're out somewhere and you, like, run into someone from high school that you haven't seen in 30 years and you just want to eat your chips and salsa and margarita, you know?
Totally.
And then if there were to be a movie made of your life, who would narrate it?
Oh, my God. Who would narrate it? Okay. Who, if I could have my perfect world, this is so random. I'm obsessed with Tony Soprano.
Mm.
I love him.
Do you want James Gandolfini, okay, back from the grave, but like in character as Tony?
Yeah.
Okay.
And listen, I'm not saying I'm like part of the mob. I love how he developed that character in The Sopranos. It's just, I just love everything about the character. I fell madly in love with that character. I would love him
I
to
I think
narrate.
It would be a good contrast to you and your girly life story. And then, like, that's the gritty narrator. I can see this for you.
Yeah, definitely. I love him.
This was so fun. Thank you for coming on Fat Mascara. You're a joy.
Thank you so much for
Thank
having me.
Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you guys for coming on our podcast. I would love for you to come back on when you're in person in LA in the near future, hopefully.
We'd love that.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara. If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182. Thanks so much for listening. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.